Hello, welcome to our Worship Facility Podcast, the best facilities management takeaways from CFX Podcasts in 2023 with myself and Carl Barnhill. I'm Gene Lass, editor of Worship Facility. Carl, we've talked to a lot of people this year about facilities management, and I can remember a few things that really stuck with me. One is when I talked to the panel of Steve Kuhn and Tim Adams on how to communicate the needs of facilities managers to leadership. I think it was something that everyone could relate to, is you need to be able to communicate as a team rather than taking rival standpoints. All too often leadership is saying, here's how much money we have, and everything you want, unless it's the roof or something vital, is something extra or special that we can't afford. But you need to come to them and say, no, this is what we need, when we're going to need it, and why we need it. We'd like to have these things, but these things are absolutely critical. And I think they made a very good case about that, about how to present things to get that rivalry out of the way.
Yeah, I think that was a theme throughout all the folks that we talked to, is this question of how do I convince my pastor or leadership of the needs? No matter what it was, with whoever we talked to, if it was a facility upgrade or a renovation or a piece of gear or a piece of technology or software needs or church management software, all of the things, media content, all of those, I see it from both sides. I see that the people advocating for those things, us as creatives and tech guys, we see the need for them, and absolutely, sometimes the church needs to spend the money on that. I can see the flip side of we can't spend the money on everything. There is a budget. It's just kind of, praying through the needs of the church and realizing that there's some give and take on both sides.
I think between what they said and one of the other podcasts we had, which was how can I stop chasing my facility problems, it was a matter of being organized. And our speaker on that one said, you may or may not have facilities maintenance software to help you, where it's your planned maintenance and your reactive maintenance. She said there's a big difference between what you know you have to do and what you suddenly have to do. You might have a leaky roof. There's some sort of emergency that's reactive. But otherwise, you should have a decent schedule in mind of what's coming up. The roof is 12 years old. You know it's going to have problems, so that's going to be coming up quickly, versus something else which is brand new, and you're only going to have to do some sort of just normal maintenance and upkeep, like your HVAC system. If you're organized yourself, and whether you have assistance on that or not, that helps you tell your leadership, this is what we need to do, and keep everything ahead of the game so you're not having such a stressful situation yourself.
Yeah, so another person in this group that I interviewed was Roger Blaylock, and he was one of those. He talked to us about computer security and how to keep your network secure, and I was just talking with him just a bit ago, that our team walked away last night with the topic of passwords and computer security does not sound super exciting on the onset. But that is the session that our team walked away from with being so interesting, because he talked about passwords, how to protect your church, how to not only give your team some leeway, like if your creatives want to use Macs instead of PCs, and your IT department being willing to allow that to happen, but also being super secure in the process to not let just creatives go wherever they want to on the internet, that sort of thing. So the balance of keeping that in check, of letting them have Mac computers and being gracious between your staff that we can come to some middle ground. He also talked about passwords and the importance of protecting our financial data at our church and not just be flippant about the passwords that we use. You're not going to use, like, I know that your password is password 123.
Yes,
on everything.
It is. All of them.
all of the passwords are that. You need to change your password, Gene.
Well, I'll get around to it.
Yeah. All right. So one thing that he suggests is using something like a LastPass or a Dashlane, which is both password management apps. And one thing that he suggested is if you didn't feel comfortable putting that in the cloud, you could do half the password that is always the same, but I have a different set of characters on the end that's stored in the cloud. So I know the first, and all I have to remember is one, but that's only half the password. Or it could, you know, it could be on the front or the back, but that password management system has your other. So he suggested things like that that would, you know, keep your network super secure for your church.
I think passwords are a thing that pretty much everyone hates, but you have to have them. There's so many that we need for everything from our phone to what you're doing at work. It's very tedious and it's a lot to remember.
Yeah. So just know, and one thing that he brought up too is they are tracking. They are tracking you. Google's tracking you. You are being tracked. So to have things like when your app asks you, do you want permission to track this or not to track, choose not to track. Or if your maps are using your software and it's saying, hey, can I use your location? Usually the right response to that is only while using the app. Either not at all or only while using the app.
Yeah, that's good guidance. And speaking of security, you got to talk to Simon Osimo. He's the security expert, and how exciting would that have been? I'm glad he's one of the good guys.
Man, this guy is like the Jack Bauer of church security. He is absolutely amazing. He worked security in London, and he was mall security, right? Mall of America.
Yeah, he's Mall of America anti-terrorism expert.
Counter-terrorist for Mall of America. I'm telling you, this guy is Jack Bauer for the church world. But he talked all about how to keep your church secure from an emergency. So how to prepare for church shootings, how to prepare to make sure that your child check-in and out process is super secure, to not just let a parent even or an executive pastor. One great thing that he said is, keep your standards the same across the board. So even if your executive pastor walks up and wants to check out his child, it is this is the process. We take your do you have a tag? We take your tag. We match that tag with the number. Like, it doesn't matter who you are and your position. We follow the process, and that keeps everybody prepared. It keeps everybody safe.
I was talking to Simon, and it may not sound impressive to be the anti-terrorism person with the Mall of America, but if you haven't been there, the Mall of America is a giant place. It's huge. So it is a target of different things. I knew someone who worked there. I told him the story. They had an alert one day where there was a missing child. And if you've watched TV, any of the cop shows, oh, your child is missing, and you can report it to the police in 24 hours, right? In 15 minutes, so there was the announcement to the mall that there was a kid missing. So their security measures were they locked all the exits, everything stopped, and they found the kid in a bathroom with an adult that wasn't the kid's parent. And in that side of that 15 minutes, the person had cut the kid's hair, put them in a new outfit, and put a wig on them. So it looked like what had been a little boy is a little girl. The kid looked entirely different, and if they hadn't locked down that mall that fast, the kid would have been gone. And Simon said, oh, that must have been a while ago. We're much faster now. And just the number of things that he has had to do, but then turn around and apply it to a church, because that could happen anywhere.
Yes. And he has a calling for church world and church security. So to go from Mall of America and, working security in London and overseas and everywhere, the fact that he has a heart to teach this to churches to make sure that we're absolutely secure so that not only kids, but, you know, just being prepared for any emergency that might take place, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think he's a good place to leave off because he was an amazing speaker. We've had many amazing speakers this year, and I look forward to who we're going to talk to next year, and thank you for helping me with that.
Absolutely, Gene. It's been an absolute joy this week at CFX to talk to so many incredible people. You guys have done an awesome, awesome job.
Thank you.
Preparing the conference, everything about it just top-notch. Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. It's our final episode for 2023. As always, I'm Gene Lass, editor of Worship Facility.